Hello, today is January the 20th, 2020, and this is Ariski Daoud of the risk advisory firm Mayer Risk LLC. This brief is about what is going on in the West African and Sahelian nation of Burkina Faso. Several countries have recently issued travel warnings, and we wanted to add additional comment on those warnings. Burkina Faso is a super complex place and likely the weakest country in the Sahel region. The recent warnings from Western governments are likely tied to expectations of more violence, lots of it driven by Islamic State probably, and by the intentions of the French government to fight them. Combining both does not bode well for the security in the region. In terms of security, Burkina Faso's record is staggering. 499 people, combining civilians and military, have been killed between November 2018 and March 2019. 1,933 schools were closed and more than 9,000 teachers were forced into unemployment, while more than 300,000 kids no longer able to go to school. Since April 2019, armed Islamic groups have killed more than 250 civilians in targeted attacks and summary executions. The killings have often been justified by associating the victims with government and Western forces. Hundreds of thousands of people have also been displaced. The destabilization of Burkina is linked to the violence in neighboring Mali. Borders are tough to control, and terror groups appear to have a clear strategy of regionalizing the crisis that is working to spread the crisis around. This means, with a crisis engulfing Mali, the terror groups have been working to export the mayhem to Niger, Burkina Faso, Chad, and northern Nigeria. Frankly, the whole region is in a state of collapse, and the French forces, the United Nations, etc., can't seem to find the best approach to stop it. The conflict has now expanded into a more complex ethnic and communal crisis. This is because the insurgents and armed groups have been using the grievances and poverty among the Poles and or the Fulani nomadic communities to broaden the crisis into a conflict between tribes. This has been fueling tensions with other largely agrarian communities, including the Mossis, the Sanghai, the Fulse, and the Gomanche, who were the victims of most of the attacks. The attacks have been cruel, with deliberate targeting of mine workers, farmers, internally displaced people, religious folks, etc., in a sort of slash-and-burn terror campaign that has been engulfing the Sahel region. In all our assessments, Burkina appears to be the weakest point in the entire Sahel region, and I think the State Department travel warning is indicative of both of the hardening of the jihadists' position and also signals coming from the French government of more military assets headed to the region, hence expecting a nasty fight ahead. Beyond Burkina Faso, there is the risk of contagion of the terrorist threat to non-Sahelian countries of West Africa, namely Benin, Cote d'Ivoire, Ghana, Guinea, and Togo. Now, Cote d'Ivoire and Benin have already been the targets of terror attacks, while in Togo, a jihadi group was recently dismantled, that is, I think, April 2019. There are also chatters of dormant terror cells in Ghana. Finally, if you're operating and active in Burkina Faso, and indeed any country in the region, Mayer Risk is pleased to announce that in addition to its tracking and analysis, it does offer the Shield and Alert mobile application for iPhone and Android devices, allowing you to visualize and follow what is going on in the country anytime, all the time. Send us an email at inquiries@mayerrisk.com. That's inquiries@mayer-risk.com. Or just call us at the US number 508-981-6937 to learn more. The number again is 508-981-6937. Thank you for listening.